Welcome again to Leader Breakthrough. In the next few minutes, you will hear strategic concepts focused on developing you as a leader and helping you develop those you lead. Sit back, take in, and absorb new ways to think about the topic of leadership development and how you can make your ultimate contribution. And now, today's program.
Welcome. This is Terry Walling, Vice President of CRM Empowering Leaders and founder of Leader Breakthrough. Today I'm interviewing Steve Ruggiero. Steve is Director for Church Development with the Churches of Christ in Victoria and Tasmania, and he is currently based in Melbourne, Australia. We're talking about transitions that leaders go through. Steve, you've just worked through a major transition in your development. So let's begin by just having you talk about some of the characteristics of a transition.
Terry, in times of transitions, from what I've experienced, there's a sense of dislocation where you lose that sense of things working the way they were working before. You can feel a frustration that maybe a lack of fruitfulness or certainly a lack of passion. And there is that sense that you are not fulfilled in what you're doing. There's frustration. And from my experience, there starts to be a real questioning about what purpose there is in what you're doing. And is this really what God is wanting for the future? And a lot of those kind of feelings begin to grow. And you begin to sense a bit of dissonance with what you've been doing. And all of that acts to create that sense that something's in the wind, or that change maybe is afoot, and that causes you then to look out to God and to really get a sense of what's meant to be happening. And so you can't go back to where you were. You start to really open yourself up and begin to seek direction and guidance about where you ought to be going.
We often talk about a transition as having four stages. There's an entry, evaluation, surrender, and then a time of direction. I know God has revealed some important things, especially during that evaluation and surrender phase, Steve. So how about let's share some of those?
One of the things, Terry, that was fairly important in this whole process was in the evaluation and surrender, was getting that sense of my identity and who I am and what God is shaping me to be and to become. And what I was discovering through that process was that there are things that God has laid on my heart that I'm passionate about, that I believe are part of my contribution, that weren't really finding their space, weren't really free to blossom in the way that they might be. And so therefore there was that sense of getting a greater clarity about who I am and where I'm at in the stage and journey of ministry life and experience. Another thing that I discovered in that evaluation and surrender phase is that the things that I thought were important suddenly don't seem so important anymore. And I found myself opening up to a new awareness or a deeper awareness of real availability to do what Christ would be wanting me to do, even if that was going to involve greater risk or certainly less trappings than maybe I'd been used to in the past. And that happens in this whole process of transition, because you, in that vulnerability, you just become available. And what I found is that I started to, when you match availability to a sense of clarity about your call and your who you are, your identity, those two things fuse together and you really get a sense of God's purpose for your life.
So when did it start to move into the direction phase? I mean, that's kind of all of our hope, that transitions basically do come to an end. What were some of the indicators God used to start pointing you into the future?
For me, when it came to breakthroughs as far as direction occurred, there were really two phases of the breakthrough for me where I really gained clarity about the change of direction. The first one was when I came to a knowledge that my time was up with what I was doing. I was senior pastoring a church which was growing and a vibrant church, and I'd been there for 8.5 years. And I really had come to the place where I was able to put a few threads together. I could see the lack of passion, the lack of vision. And through the input of a couple of mentors, as I was processing with them, I really came to see that God had done what he'd set out to do with the time that I'd had. And I made myself open, I guess, to the fact that my time was up. And it was when I did that that I really had that sense of revelation of God of confirming that. And my wife and I had a flood of peace that, yeah, the time was up. Of course, we didn't at that point know what we were going to do next. In fact, my wife says, "What is it with you that your transition times keep having this kind of phase happen?" And it just seems that in my experience, in 2 or 3 major ministry transitions, I've felt God's leading to come to a conclusion before he has shown me what I was going to do next. And on this occasion, just recently, it was after getting to that place that through, again, a set of circumstances, I was approached about a role that I really hadn't thought of before. And I could see that it was the preparation that had gone on before, gaining a sense of clarity about who I am, about my giftings, about the contribution I could make, that led me into not only a transition of location and of ministry setting, but even of the type of ministry. So now I've moved from being a senior pastor of a local church to being a denominational leader serving a group of churches in a role of church development. Looking back on it, I can actually see how God was preparing me, because this new role has created a synergy between what the role requires and between what was developing within me. And I don't think I really would have been able to see that without that unfreezing period that happens following evaluation and surrender.
Steve, I really appreciate your willingness to talk about your transitions and to really share from your life and your journey. But let's turn our direction now to maybe helping the men and women who are out there who are in the middle of a transition or who right now are headed into one. What advice could we give to them?
I think the first thing that I can think of, Terry, is that we must choose not to fear transition. Transitions like change, and change, the normal response is to feel that we're not certain of the outcome. We get knocked around a bit in transition phases. We certainly get humbled and we get unlayered a bit, and we can lose a bit of perspective as well in that process. And I've just learnt, and something I certainly seek to pass on to others, is that we should lean into it, not away from it. And to help us do that, another helpful suggestion might be to seek to pursue a mentor that has some understanding of this whole process, because a mentor or a coach in this time really helps to be a compass to understand that what is going on can very much be of God. And not something that we should be running away from, but rather traveling through. And it's in this type of period where we need the objectivity of a friend, a helper, a coach, to be able to give us some guidance. Terry, you've done this in my life a few times over the years, where I've been able to come to you, often in a time of transition, and you've been able to give me feedback, you've been able to help me clarify, you've been able to help me to think through what are the processes that God is at work, so that we see God in it And we also come to see that he has a purpose, and it's all part of his purpose. So those two things, to lean into it, not to fear it, and to seek mentoring and guidance, are things that I would pass on to anyone going through transition period.
We've been talking to Steve Ruggiero, Director of Church Development with the Churches of Christ in Victoria and Tasmania. Steve resides in Melbourne, Australia. Our topic has been transitions and the in-between times that leaders go through and how God uses them to shape their lives. I invite you to our website, leaderbreakthrough.com. On this site are a whole series of resources in the area of leadership development. This is Terry Walling.